John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If Republican policies are popular, why do they need to redraw these maps? Why can't they just run on their policies?
I'm getting wrapped on time.
All right, this is the exact energy that we need. I want to show you the exact moment that Fox News host Will Cain cuts the show short, literally cuts the feed after getting owned on air by Texas State Representative James Tallarico. Tallarico has been a rising star in the party for a few years now, but he's really taken the fight to Republicans ever since this Texas quorum break, and he's been going on right-wing news networks, right-wing shows, explaining the Democratic Party's view, and honestly, reviving the party. So he posted on Twitter, "I just went on Fox News to tell the truth about the redistricting power grab in Texas. I asked a simple question, quote, if Republican policies are so popular, why do they need to redraw these maps? And why not run on their policies?" He refused to answer, and then he cut the interview early. I'm going to play this full clip in its entirety without cutting it. Then I'm going to play a clip of Pete Buttigieg on Fox News. Make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed and check this clip out.
But when you're winning in Illinois, you're happy to play by these rules.
Again, I've condemned all gerrymandering across the country. And in fact, when Democrats had a majority in Congress, they voted to ban gerrymandering in every state, red states and blue states. Do you know how many Republican members of Congress joined them in that effort?
Which one? I'm sorry, which state did you just refer to?
I'm asking, do you know how many Republicans joined Democrats in the U.S. Congress to ban gerrymandering? All the Democrats voted for it. Zero Republicans voted for it. Zero.
You can spare me
both sides rhetoric. It's clearly one side that is trying to rig the rules in the middle of the game. This is like two football teams coming out of the locker room at halftime,
no.
And the team that's ahead says they want to change the rules for the second half so they can win the game. All of us would be throwing food at the TV if that happened. We don't accept cheating in our politics. We don't accept cheating in our relationships. We shouldn't accept cheating in our elections.
You've done the same thing as us, and we are going to, by the way, if you do it, we're going to ratchet it up even more, in the words of Gavin Newsom.
My party has never gerrymandered in the middle of the decade at the request of the President of the United States, nor would we. The only way this is going to happen in blue states is if Texas executes this power grab. You mentioned Massachusetts.
Right.
Do you know the party of the governor that signed that map into law? He was a Republican. It was a Republican governor that signed that map into law. So
I want to be
clear with our facts, and I don't want to muddy the waters. All of us, whether we're Democrats, independents, or Republicans, we should stand up to politicians who don't want to face accountability at the ballot box. That's exactly what's happening here. And I asked you, if Republican policies are popular, why do they need to redraw these maps? Why can't they just run on their policies?
I'm getting wrapped on time. I'm enjoying this conversation. I want to let it go on. And I apologize. That's such is the nature of cable television.
This happens to me all the time, too. Every single time I start to make a good point, they'll cut the feed or say we are short on time rather than allowing me to expand. And what James Tallarico said there was powerful, because Republicans are trying to act like Democrats are the only ones who gerrymander across the country when we do it in response to reckless, brutal Republican gerrymandering. For example, James Tallarico says in Massachusetts, the Republican governor signed off on this map. There is a Texas district that is gerrymandered to hell, and it is a blue district. It went viral because Charlie Kirk and everyone was tweeting it, and then people pointed out this district was drawn by Republicans. It's actually gerrymandered so much so that the eight districts around it are all Republican, and this blue district is shaped weirdly because of MAGA, because of Republicans. Let's watch Pete Buttigieg taking the fight to Fox News. In this clip, he's talking about abortion. It's just so soothing and satisfying to see this. It's cathartic, if you may.
Whether we're talking about choice and her stance on defending a woman's right to choose versus Donald Trump, who eliminated a right to choose in this country.
Well, he sent it back to the states, to be fair.
Let's be very clear. He is proud of the fact that he demolished the national right to choose in this country, period.
But there are states that are figuring this out. I mean, there are some that are, I mean, it's nearly impossible, a 6-week ban or less. But there are others, there are states in this country that allow no restrictions up until the due date of a child.
There was a national right to choose in this country, law of the land, for 50 years, which the vast majority of Americans believe was the right thing to do. But Donald Trump made a promise when he was a candidate, one of the few promises he actually kept, by the way. You know, he didn't keep his promise of 6% economic growth. He didn't keep his promise to drain the swamp.
Well, he did have a pandemic to deal with.
But even before the pandemic, America went into a manufacturing recession, which really hurt places like where I come from in the industrial Midwest. But anyway,
my point is,
he broke his promise for that kind of economic growth. He broke his promise to pass an infrastructure bill, right? He said he would do that. He failed to do it. The Biden-Harris administration got it done. He even broke his promise to that January 6th mob when he said, I will be at your side when you march down to the Capitol. But he actually did keep two promises. He kept his promise to destroy the right to choose in this country, and he kept his promise on tax cuts for the rich. And if you want to know what a second Trump term would be like, I would start by looking at those rare promises that he actually managed to keep.
He did say that he wanted to get rid of Roe v. Wade, but again, send it to the states where they are hashing this out.
Yeah, empower the states to eliminate women's access to abortion. And also, as you know, the Republican Party continues to be interested in a national abortion ban.
Which he's disavowed completely.
Yeah, he's disavowed a lot of things. I don't believe him.
Because
he lies all the time.
You think that his pledge that he would not pass a national ban is one that...
It's one that's going to go down with most of the promises that he's made and broken.
Let's talk about this, though.
I am telling you, this is how we win. We bring the facts to Republicans. We have the better ideas on our side. We want to redistribute wealth to help people have safety nets. We don't want to make billionaires' lives a living hell. Not most of them, at least. Maybe Elon Musk. But we don't want to, like... I don't want to string up billionaires across the streets. I just want to redistribute things so that people have a more safe, healthy, happy life. We can still have people who excel and create things and compete and create businesses, but there maybe should be a point where you can't just accumulate all of this wealth while people at the very bottom are suffering. There needs to be some sort of social safety nets. The point is, we can go on TV, we can make these arguments for equality, for minority rights, for all of these things in an aggressive, confident way with a bunch of conviction. That's what we're trying to do on the Adam Mockler channel. I mean, I go on a lot of these right-wing shows, we do debates, and I use James Tallarico or Pete Buttigieg as the model. I grew up in a red state, as both of them did, so communication is very key. Going on to these spaces is important because look how quickly they self-destruct. Look how easily they melt down. These people are absolute ghouls. I'm talking about the Fox News MAGA hosts who will lie through their teeth and then cut the segment off when they're getting fact-checked. These people are absolute ghouls who are eroding the very foundations of our democracy just so they can lie for a quick check. We are going to continue to relentlessly fact-check them. I'm going to make sure that I'm going on right-wing news stations. I'm pushing back. I'm debunking the lies, and you guys give me the ability to do that. We honestly run a bigger channel and bigger operation, and some right-wing titans, former titans, like Tucker Carlson, is trying to do the digital media stuff, and we beat him. The Adam Mockler Show literally beats Tucker Carlson on the chart. So thank you all. I appreciate everything, and let's continue to fight back. This one is particularly frustrating because Republicans are the ones that are responsible for this gerrymandering war, and they're trying to blame it on Democrats, using that as a pretext to rig the midterms. Let's battle back. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.